This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, as Ryan just said, us boys behind the glass will present this news to you. Of course, Radio.com breaking news brought to you by the midsize mattress from Mercedes.
I mean, do you have to do every... Really?
I do. Anyway, to the news itself. Don't kill the messenger. All right, Chris Solari and all the MSU beat writers on Twitter. Breaking news. MSU senior linebacker Joe Bocci has been declared ineligible by the Big Ten Conference due to failing a random drug test. Bocci tested positive for a supplement that is classified as performance-enhancing substance banned by the league. Statement from D'Antonio and Bocci, if you want those.
Oh, yeah. Let me see. Something like, I'm sorry. I'm going to appeal, and I let my brothers down. And something from school will be something like, hey, we still love Joe, and we're going to appeal, and he's still a good human being.
Doesn't define him as a player or as a man. Yeah.
Blow it out.
It's the stuff, literally what you'd expect. So.
Go ahead, now read them. Let me see how on target I am with
D'Antonio first. Joe Bocci has built himself into an all-Big Ten middle linebacker and two-time captain through his incredible work ethic and leadership. This situation breaks my heart, but I know Joe is resilient and accountable. No one feels worse than Joe does, a sentiment that he expressed when he spoke to the team earlier today. This does not define Joe as a player and, more importantly, as a man. He will graduate in December and has a bright future ahead of him both on and off the field. And as a program, we plan to appeal immediately and will continue to support Joe however we can. He will forever be a Spartan.
Thank you for that. All right, Joe Bocci, let me hear this.
This one's a quicker statement. All my career, I've done my very best to represent Michigan State in a positive manner on and off the field. I plan to appeal, but all of those affected, from my coaches to my teammates and the fans, I apologize for putting them through this situation. I will always be a Spartan.
See, the problem here, outside of he's our best football player, is it a substance banned by the Big Ten or the NCAA? Is this, you know, what was this? Like, is he blaming this on accidental supplementation? See, I don't have any information. I don't really care at this point. I mean, the program's toast. So, whatever at this point. I mean, that's for the next coach to worry about, if there is a next coach. I mean, just look at this. It's absurdity. Look at it. Look at what is going on in East Lansing. This is probably the worst month of football. I got to go back to Bobby Williams, probably. I mean, you're talking about a month where we're outscored 100-17, non-competitive, got an offense that can't score in a whorehouse. Our best player just got popped for a PED supplement, which we don't know what it is, but he's gone. He's done for the rest of the year. You got a coach who's losing his damn mind on the sidelines, making crazy comments and whatnot. How would you like me to react to it? I mean, it's embarrassing. It's a total embarrassment. And it sucks. Bocci's pretty much best player we got. He's one of the best linebackers in the country. But I don't think it really changes the outlook of the season, because only brain-dead idiot Spartan fans who are shills thought this team was going to rise up and win a bunch of games. We stink, okay? The product Mark D'Antonio puts on the field stinks, with Joe Bocci and without. Like, you lost to Arizona State, you should have lost to Indiana. Michigan's going to beat the brakes off of us, and they should. We deserve it. We're awful. So this just adds to it. I really don't know how else I'm supposed to react to it. I mean, I feel terrible for Joe. I can't say that. I don't know the situation, but if you're putting something in your body it shouldn't be there, that's on you, man. I don't feel bad for you. You know who I feel bad for? Your teammates. Your teammates have got to answer for you. Your teammates got to take the field without you. I feel bad for those guys. But I don't know the situation here. Now, if Joe... I don't know. You're talking about what? If he put a supplement in his body and he thought it was good, but it wasn't, well, then you still got to read the label, man. There's a list of approved things at every university. This is what you're allowed to take. It's been checked by our nutritionists. It's been checked by strength and conditioning. If it ain't on this list, don't put it in your body. Now, if it's, I can't feel bad at any level. Unless it comes out that the school told him to take something, he took it and got popped for it, and you're like, wait. I don't know. Evan Jenkins just came in with tears streaming down his eyes. What's what?
No, he just wanted to let us know that you can see it all on the website. But yeah, with how it's worded, random PED test. The conference has declared him ineligible.
Okay. Well, see you later.
See what the appeal brings.
Mike, who cares at this point? He's probably doing himself a favor. He doesn't have to go on the field and get his ass kicked in 2 weeks in Ann Arbor. Yeah, you know what's going to be great? He gets to avoid losing to Illinois. That's going to be great. Watching Lovey Smith shake his ass in Mark's face. That's going to be hot. Can't wait. But no, I don't know how else I'm supposed to react. I don't know if this is some referendum on D'Antonio and a lawless program. Not really. We're not going there. It's a high-level athlete who got popped. I don't know what he got popped for. I have no idea.
No, this isn't on D'Antonio, this specific situation, and we can't in any way point a finger directly at him right now. But like you said, though, with this month of football, with how this season's gone, and to your credit, to no joy of yours, you've been saying this for a while now where, hey, it's the end. This is the end of D'Antonio.
Oh, right, but you still get ding-a-lings who want to tell you it's not. Like, what are you watching? What are you watching? Now they lose the best football player they got. You think they're going to... the best thing at this point, just don't win anything. Make it apparent to even the idiots, and let's just move on. This is chaos. It's ridiculous. My fear is we're going to be looking at a John L. Smith farewell or Bobby Williams, have you lost control of the team? I don't know. Type of day in Ann Arbor. That this team will go down there, get rolled up like a carpet, and quit. And a defense will try, but the offense is just, I don't think they believe in what they're doing. I don't think they believe in themselves. I think there are certain kids that are out there that I don't even know if they're Power 5 athletes, and they'll lay down. And Michigan will shut them out, and the defense will wear down, and we'll lose 31-0. It'll be a total embarrassment. A total embarrassment. So, that's just, hey, hits keep coming. I don't know what to tell you. You guys want to react to it, go ahead. Tell me what I'm missing, what I should say. Who should I condemn or throw under the bus? Won't be enough for some people, but go ahead. This is the part where you guys talk.
No, it's just sad to see Michigan State this way. It really is. Being a Michigan fan, I know I'm supposed to hate the Spartans. I get it. But D'Antonio, the program was so good. And to see it falling this far and with this
You are so disingenuous.
No, I'm not.
You're gross.
No, I am not. I'm serious.
You're
I am
gross,
dead
man.
Serious with this.
You're supposed to be a man of the cloth.
No, I am dead serious with this.
You are a heathen.
I am dead serious with this. It is a sad sight to see. It really is.
Yeah, I can tell the pain is in your heart.
Go Blue.
Yeah.
What Michigan State's been outscored by in the month of October?
100-17. You've been paying attention?
Yep.
I'm right here.
Oh, did you just mention that?
Twice on the air.
Oh, my bad. I was reading stuff. Sorry. I was literally looking at their record and added it up. My bad. I honestly didn't hear you say that, Stat. Usually I can hear both and multitask here, but I was reading the release.
Mike, coming up next, I have an unbelievable stat for you. You mean the one I gave 4 minutes ago? Yes.
My bad. It's an honest mistake.
Offer per customer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.